CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Tom Johnson and Bill Raggio, senior fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. They and their colleagues keep the Long War Journal, a website I highly recommend going forward, because the beginning of the struggle now becomes much more difficult to understand because there is no transparency in a Taliban-ruled Islamic State of Afghanistan. We do know some details, however, of how the Taliban is ruling. And one way they're ruling is to blame others for events that look to be provocative or deadly. Right now, the attack on the gate outside the Hamid Karzai airport that left 13 U.S. military personnel dead, dozens, hundreds of others wounded and dead of Afghanistan citizens, whether they were on their way to the U.S. or not, we don't have a good number. That attack is said to have been launched by part of the Islamic State in the Khorasan province, is how they call themselves. Tom, you've written this up, and right now, what do we know about the explanation of the attack, why the Taliban did not provide security, who's in charge of security of the airport, that an ISIS bomber that the Taliban is saying wasn't us was able to get so close to kill so many people with one blast? Thank you, Tom.
Well, so there are a couple things going on here. First of all, as we came on air here, of course, the Islamic State's Khorasan province has claimed responsibility for the rocket attack now on the airport, which is not a shocking development. So the ISIS, the local arm of ISIS, is continuing to try and attack the airport as America is trying to wrap up its evacuation. The Islamic State's Khorasan arm very quickly claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing outside the airport last week, of course, which left upwards of 200 people dead, including 13 American service members and then many, many dozens of Afghans and others. When they made this claim of responsibility, the claim was directly aimed at the Taliban to say that the Taliban, which they referred to as a militia, was cooperating with the U.S. in the evacuation through the airport. And so the claim of responsibility was meant to undermine the Taliban's legitimacy, basically, its religious legitimacy and its legitimacy as a government, a future government of Afghanistan. Because remember, ISIS and the Taliban, and on the one side you have Taliban, Al-Qaeda, on the other you have ISIS. They've been at loggerheads for years. But I would say it's also very suspicious that the suicide bomber was able to go through multiple checkpoints manned by the Taliban. As Bill and I reported at Long War Journal, a lot of these checkpoints are manned by a organization within the Taliban known as the Badri 313 or the Badri Army. They specialize in complex suicide martyrdom operations or suicide attacks. That was part of what they did. They used to win the war. And these same special forces under the Taliban, which is part of the so-called Haqqani network, which is allied with Al-Qaeda, was manning these checkpoints that the suicide bomber went through. Now, there's a whole theory that the Haqqani network has been facilitating ISIS-K attacks or ISIS attacks in Kabul for many years now. That's just a theory. We can't prove it. The evidence is very sketchy. That's a lot of people are seizing upon that. All I would say is that regardless of that theory, it never made sense for America to count on special forces of the Taliban that specialize in terrorist attacks to man security outside the airport. That just shows just how feckless the whole decision-making here was in all this.
And we come to the question of the Islamic State. We'll get to that when we talk about Al-Qaeda. But right now, Tom, my understanding is that the Taliban is still providing security for what's left of the evacuation. They have multiple checkpoints. I've seen maps. I don't know whether they're moving stories, but the maps look to be at least logical, of the Taliban having checkpoint after checkpoint surrounding the airport, preventing Afghan citizens from reaching the airport, anyone who's been alerted to get there to be evacuated. So the puzzle, as you present it,
it has one solution that is obvious. The Taliban knew. The other solution, how did the Taliban not know? Or how did their multiple checkpoints not pad someone wearing a suicide vest at this scale? They're even giving us the name of the suicide bomber. It's a nom de guerre, I understand, from a province south of Afghanistan, south of Kabul. But in any event, the Taliban knows everybody. They know their villages. They know where they came from. And are we to understand that the Taliban claiming governance of this nation cannot solve the ISIS network that penetrated their multiple security? Is that the story we're to accept?
Well, look, I just be careful here. I mean, ISIS has some agency of its own, so I wouldn't completely dismiss ISIS's claim of responsibility. But I think that what I just outlined for you, the fact that they were manning these security checkpoints and this guy just magically got through in the heat of summer, you know, dressed packed with explosives. You know, as a friend pointed out, it's Kabul in summer. It's 82 degrees. How did they let a guy with wearing this many explosives get through to execute this attack? Listen, not knowing anything more, I am as suspicious as anyone else that there was complicity in this. But I can't prove that or say that for it with any certainty. So all I can say is that it certainly looks suspicious. But look, here's the other point about this is that these Taliban security checkpoints, they're not letting they didn't let Afghans through unchecked. They harassed, they beat certain Afghans. We have credible reports from people we know in Kabul that, you know, certain Afghans were even fired upon and told to disperse and you're not going to get through to the airport. You're not going to leave. And the Taliban is absolutely using all this intelligence and information to hunt down the rivals. Remember, they're all about resurrecting the totalitarian Islamic Emirate. And the U.S. in this haphazard withdrawal, there's reports that they even gave them lists of Afghans that they wanted to get through. Well, any of those Afghans who are left behind now are obviously ripe targets for the Taliban's authoritarian regime.
Bill, quickly, let us recover the Khorasan province, which is a part of the imagination of ISIS being a global entity. You and Tom and your colleagues reported on the creation of it. And I don't remember the date, Bill, but they displayed a banner that had their name on it as if they were substantive. And they made claims to that they were going to advance in the whole subcontinent. This is while they had a physical caliphate at Mosul. At that time, Bill, it was very difficult to take ISIS as a rival to anyone except for ragtag. So we're going to address Al-Qaeda when we come back. But for the last minute, where does ISIS recruit? Who do they recruit? Are these outsiders? Are these people who've been rejected by Taliban? Who are they, Bill? What do we know? We have about a minute.
John, really quick on the attacks in Kabul. How does ISIS Khorasan sneak mortar tubes, rockets? These are large pieces of military equipment past Taliban checkpoints when they're searching everything. As far as the formation of the Islamic State, it's mostly disaffected former Pakistani and Afghan Taliban leaders, but disaffected Al-Qaeda, Islamic movement in Uzbekistan. And then it's doing its own recruiting. It's got an opposing message to the Taliban. But honestly, the real threat in Afghanistan, in my opinion, and in the region is the Taliban-Al-Qaeda alliance. They have an army.
All right, we're going to go to Al-Qaeda next when we come back. Bill Raggio and Tom Johnson, senior fellows at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. They keep the Long War Journal with their colleagues. When we come back, we're going to turn to Al-Qaeda in and around Afghanistan, mentioning Pakistan, mentioning Iran. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.